So I wanted to ask you in conclusion, just one last question. And this is again, another crystal ball, but I would love to understand your view on the pharmacy of the future. And what does that look like? And really, when you think about like health tech, along with big tech, which I think will be really interesting as we move forward here, you know, what do you think that looks like? And what do you think the role of that pharmacies will play in that future healthcare delivery model?
I think we've kind of, you know, set the stage a little bit for it already, talking about, you know, the directions that healthcare is moving, the direction that consumers are moving, and that science is moving. I always like to kind of mention that essentially there's only about three or four ways that you sort of treat or manage health and disease. So the first is that you maintain health. You know, you keep everybody moving, eating well, exercising, you know, those kinds of things. The second thing is you help to prevent illness. You do immunizations. You do routine testing, you know, so that you're constantly monitoring that even though someone's healthy, you try to help prevent them from becoming ill. The third way, of course, which is the big one the pharmacists play a role in, is medications. Is the primary way that most disease is treated is with some sort of medication, right? And then the fourth way is interventions, things like surgery, radiation, those kinds of things. And the thing is with a pharmacist is that a pharmacist can do about 3.5 of these. They definitely help to maintain health with the different products that they sell and the information they provide. They can help to prevent disease with immunizations. They're the experts in medication delivery. And they can work with the patient going into the surgery and coming out of the surgery, of helping them to be prepared, and then to help to that transition when they come out. So the pharmacist can play a huge role in the overall spectrum of maintenance of health and disease. So the biggest thing I think for pharmacists is that providing medication and treatment expertise is really important, and we need to get them beyond simply being pill counters. You know, they are doctors in medication management and pharmacy delivery. You know, any kind of disease, especially that's primarily treated by medication, you know, HIV, diabetes, hypertension, so many of these conditions, it's primarily a medication management type of issue. Helping people to be able to do that well as economically well is central, and pharmacists can do that. So part of the pharmacy of the future is helping pharmacists to be much more of delivering services rather than just simply delivering pills. The third thing is that pharmacies, you know, are already in everybody's neighborhood. You know, there's, you know, a CVS, a Rite Aid, a Walgreens everywhere, right? That's a good thing because it creates a network of places that people can get health resources easily. You know, like you were saying, you know, some of your providers are 40 some miles away. Well, that's not always a convenient thing. If they're only a couple miles away, a few minutes away, that makes it a lot easier thing from a day-to-day basis to be able to fit it right into your life. So I think part of that is continuing to expand what are all of the different things that you could do in that little local neighborhood setting and so you only have to go 40 miles away occasionally for some really specific things. The other thing I think is that, and this kind of happens throughout a number of areas, but pharmacies have both over-the-counter medications where people are making their own decisions. Well, working with a pharmacist to help understand those over-the-counter medications is really important, as well as the prescription medications. So now you have someone that can help you with the entire scope of what the medications are, from, you know, deciding, you know, which allergy medicine to, you know, with helping you manage, you know, complex medical regimens of oral chemotherapies. I mean, they can literally cover that entire range, and no one else can do that. And then the last thing is really more kind of the virtual world, is the number of apps that tie together for your medications, for that information about your immunizations, all those kinds of things. telepharmacy, you know, being able to have televisits with the pharmacy or to ask them questions. You know, both many of the pharmacies, especially the chain one, you know, we have a 24/7 pharmacy chat where people can chat with the pharmacist, you know, to ask them, I forgot to take my medicine this morning. Should I take it now? Should I take two? You know, all of those questions that come up usually at, you know, inconvenient times, having that virtual, always ready connection is definitely going to be a pharmacy of the future area. And then I think the other piece that is more behind the scene is just all the data analytics that can come out of that, of being able to understand adherence patterns and delivery patterns and, you know, the interconnection of all of that kind of thing. And then being able to use that information to help people's lives be healthier and better. So the pharmacy of the future, I think, is really an expansion of what we do now, is allowing the pharmacists to use their full skills rather than just operation skills. It's allowing people to connect virtually in person to their, you know, their local pharmacy, as well as being able to have access, virtual access, to a number of pharmacy resources, you know, wherever they are. So that's what I kind of see as the pharmacy of the future.
I find it amazing listening to you go through each of the bullet points, because not that long ago, many of these things were just what we could do in the future, and to see them being implemented and part of our everyday world today, I find it just incredible, because it's really that big, the big data and science and technology coming all together and making this the physician, the pharmacist, and being more impactful for a better patient outcome. And I think it's just really exciting to hear it.
You know, I guess the last thing I would kind of sum everything up is that what kind of took me into this area of having worked in a health system for many years and now working in the retail healthcare environment is that every person's life exists mostly at home, right? Occasionally we have other health issues and we're in a hospital, we're in a physician's office, we're in a surgical center, we're in other places. But for the most part, we live our lives at home in varying degrees of health. Having a health system, that health system meaning in the broadest sense of the word, that connects all that together, so that my experience is I can get certain things at my local pharmacy and with my local healthcare providers that are really convenient. I can get other things virtually if I'm traveling, if it's off hours or something, and I can still connect into a major health system if I have a major healthcare issue that really has to be in that kind of setting. And then being able to make all of that connect together, because that's how I live, right? I don't live, you know, in these different silos. I live in a continuum of experiencing all of that. And I think the more the healthcare ecosystem moves to being interconnected, so that we meet the way that people actually live and experience healthcare, that's really the future that I'm interested in. And I think, like you were saying, we have technologies and ways to deliver that we've never had before. And as we move towards that continuum, it's going to be beneficial for everyone.